Hello, I'm Bella Blue, and this is Dominican Volleyball Live only on Penguin Radio.
Ah, yes. Here we go, everybody. This is match number two on day number two of the CCAA volleyball tip-off. Today's the final day. Four games left. To my left is my trusty sidekick, Adam Gila. Sam Ridgely alongside. Maybe a little color analysis out of our newest broadcast crew member is Sam Ridgely. He's here. Of course, Adam's here. Adam, Penguins, San Marcos. We have not seen San Marcos, the Cougars, ever. They just got into town. What do you think is going to happen today?
Well, we are hoping for a Dominican win. They haven't been able to pull one out. They've only been able to get one set win, but we're ready to see what they got. Hopefully they can pull this one out.
Yeah, I was watching them warm up, and it looks like they have a couple of heavy hitters. However, across the board, it looks like the Penguins have a little height advantage, not much. But just looking at all the heights of all the players, DU might just have a little edge when it comes to height. Does that play a significant role? Sometimes it does.
It definitely does.
Yes, when it comes to kills, oftentimes the taller player gets the better angle. Still got to be able to jump, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're much taller than me, but I know that I could dunk on you if I had to.
We might have to test that one out.
We might. We go one-on-one. You against the old dude. All right, everybody, for the Cougars out of San Marcos. Emily Vanderwijde is a 6-foot sophomore out of Turlock, and she'll get the start on the outside. Madison Turner is the setter, a 5'11 sophomore out of Carson. Although, I wonder if that's Carson, California or Carson, Nevada. I don't know. Well, Carson City, I guess. It would say Carson City, probably. Cassie Deering is a 6-foot senior out of Austin, Texas. Gracia Cordero Barr is a 5'9 senior out of Chula Vista. She'll be the libero for San Marcos. Stephanie Adams, an outside hitter. She's a 6-foot senior out of Lakeside. Kiora Ridgway. Where have I heard that name? It's kind of like Sam's last name, sort of. The 5'11 junior out of Portland, Oregon. And Brooke Sherman, a 5'9 freshman from Upland, California. That's down there by L.A. We'll round things out for the head coach, Andrea Leonard, in her 11th season, a graduate out of Northern Michigan State. Vanderwijde, Turner, Deering, Cordero Barr, Adams, Ridgeway, and Sherman for the Cougars from San Marcos. For the Penguins, the good old Dominicans, who are occupying the northern end of the Conlon Center this afternoon, under head coach Fred Lynn, assisted by the great Tessa Liea. Coach Lynn is sending out the 5'6 senior, Tiffany Wong from San Francisco. Kiana Belton, who had a great night last night in the final match, started at 8 o'clock last night. Boy, it was dark out when we got started, but Pelton, well, she lit up the room, the 5'9 senior out of Los Gatos. Samantha Brown, the libero player, is a 5'7 senior out of Tracy. Also had a tremendous night last night. And all the fans know when you watch Brown, she's going to be diving all over the place. Super exciting game. Haley Frederking, our sure-handed setter, is a 5'9 senior out of Erie, Colorado. Also with a good game last night. Batankova, oh, was she tough defensively in the nightcap. Last night, the 6'1 junior out of Beaverton, Oregon, and Ella Jimenez, the 6'1 freshman who had a sensational night last night at Loomis. Oh, Jimenez is such a good get in the front row. Emma Hardvikson got some good minutes in last night, hits it very hard. If I were a defender, the last person I would want swinging at me is Harvickson, the 5'11 sophomore out of Kent, Washington. Wong, Pelton, Brown, Frederick King, Batankova, Jimenez, and Harvickson for Fred Lynn in his second season at the helm for Dominican. DU's got their first set win last night. And as Adam mentioned, looking for their first match win. Will it come today against San Marcos? We're so early in the season, there aren't many statistics to bring your way, fans. The Penguin women look pretty pumped. I sat here for the last 25 minutes and watched them warm up, and they seem like they had a good shoot around, and I think they're ready to go. No doubt they're looking for that first win. They want it easily as much as any of us fans. And here we go. Haley Frederking, the veteran. Side out DU's off to our right. Here it comes. With the runner into the middle row. That's dug out by Sherman. Saved by Sam Brown. Near side, Wong with a big smash. But again, Sherman with a bump and the kill. And that's wide. And the Penguins lead 1-0 Adam.
Haley Frederking with the serve for Dominican.
You were supposed to comment on that last play. Here's Frederking with the runner. And they're going at Sherman all over the place. And somehow the Penguins can't handle the soft bump on the way back. Score is 1-1 in set number one. Here's Madison Turner, a 5'11 sophomore for San Marcos to serve it. The Penguins handle it cleanly. Softly over the middle is Jimenez. Oh, and the Penguins throw up a big defensive wall after it was smashed by Jessica Thomas, a 6'2 freshman. The Penguins are right there defensively. Wong puts a good move on it. San Marcos is right there. Oh, defensively, the Penguins are tough right now. They go back to the freshman in the front row. That's Thomas, and she's a lefty. We're going to have to keep an eye on that. As the ball is finally killed, put away by Cassie Deering, the 6-foot senior. I'm keeping a close eye, Adam, on Jessica Thomas, the lefty, in the near front corner for San Marcos. 2-1 Cougars. Jessica Thomas with the serve. Check it. Turner with the serve. Turner now with the set. Far side, and the killer lands for Emily Vanderweide, a 6-foot sophomore from Turlock. Now it's 3-1.
Looks like the Cougars are starting off really aggressive with these kills.
Turner into the net, and the Penguins get a free one. And at that point, they needed it, 3-2. Here's Tiffany Wong, the senior. The veteran Wong surveys and lets it rip. There's the bump and the set, and the Penguins were there. Deering couldn't get it through the wall. And another great block dug out by Deering on the other side of the net. Here's the set for the Penguins on the way by Pelton. DU's on defense, and the kill attempt by Jessica Thomas finds the net.
A couple good blocks from Ella and Mena, as you saw. Those back-to-back blocks, they were always ready for it.
Penguins defense looks very good right now. Tie ball game. Here's Wong. Three apiece, everybody. Set number one. And that didn't last long as Deering unleashes the fury from the middle of the front row. 4-3 San Marcos. There's no block in that one. I can barely see it. If you can't see it, you can't block it. That's how hard she hit it.
Yeah, she hit that one really hard.
Vanderweide with the serve to the back row. Brown with a bump. Frederking with the set. Pelton, well, a good hit, but somehow it's dug out with a nice pancake from San Marcos. Harvickson just softs it over, and they set it up for the kill. Stephanie Adams, a 6-foot senior from the far corner. Oh boy, did Adams hit it hard. That's why it's called a kill. She hit it so hard, she almost killed the ball. 5-3, if the ball were alive, it's not now. 5-3, and the back set, Pelton hits it hard. It was actually Jimenez who couldn't get it to land. And the Cougars, Thomas with the kill, 6-3.
You know, we were talking about that front line earlier, and it looks like they're really doing the story for Cougars. They got all six kills, I believe.
You're right, they're hitting it really hard. Jessica Thomas with a big overhand serve, dinked by Brown, but the San Marcos ladies are there, popped up now by Wong. Back set, Frederking. Harvickson pounds it, and that's a winner, 6-4. Emma Harvickson is a 5'11 sophomore out of Kent. And got some good minutes last night. And gets a start today, which is a nice thing when you get a start. Always like to get a start. Ella Jimenez with a nice serve. 6'4", Penguins trail. Penguins with a big block. Helped up by Jimenez. Back set, Frederick King. Harvickson is blocked. Back at her. Near side, Pelton. She's blocked. Saved by Frederick King. Pelton just has to dump it into the back row. And the setup for the kill by Cassie Deering lands. 7-4 Cougars. That was a perfect lead for Deering to get the angle.
That was set up really nice by Madison Turner.
Cassie Deering with the serve. There's Harvickson. Oh, caught a hand of the front row just to slow it down. Enough diving for it. Sam Brown saves it, and Brown pops back up and gets it across. And on the return, the Cougars hit the antenna. It's 7-5, DU with the point. Harvickson's gonna take a spot on the bench. Here's Mayoko and Edie Leslie in place of Frederick King and Jimenez. Mayoko, her first minutes today, good old number four. Well, she's really found a good spot with Fred Lynn. Into the back row, a perfect serve. The setup from the lefty, Thomas. The Penguins are waiting on it. Mayoko bumps it up. Wong, back row, it's bumped by Turner. Turner again sends it across. Mayoko with the set. It's just popped up by Gracia Cordero Barr, and the Penguins are there to block and smash, and there's a winner, 7-6. It was a smashing play by the Dominicans. Penguins within one now. Gabby. Oh, what a great serve right at the feet of Emily Vanderweide. The attempted kill by Jessica Thomas rides long. It's 7-up. Adam, 7-up. I'm thirsty. Here's Mayoko. Been dying to say that. Oh, no. Into the net. So important to get those across, especially when you work so hard to tie the game and then give them a point back. You got to keep that momentum going. Once you got it, you don't want to let up. Brooke Sherman, the 5'9 freshman, spins the ball to Sam Brown on a shoe top. Batenkova has entered the game for her first minutes. Far side, and there's no blocking it. Big kill from Stephanie Adams. Whew. Did she wind up and nail it?
The outside hitters on San Marcos are really putting some heat on the ball.
They certainly are, 9-7. Must feel good to hit it that hard. If you have a good set, that's what you get. Edie Leslie just softs it over. The Penguins work it to the back row. Vanderweide was off balance a little, just beyond the center, but beyond the middle row, and fell off balance a little, 9-8, as it goes into the net. 9-8, Penguins trail by just one. Here comes Sophia Hull, the 5'7 sophomore from Fairfield. Had some clean minutes last night, did some great work. Sam Brown with a bump, Mayoko with a set. Far side, Leslie with a winner. 9-9.
It's a great kill by Edie Leslie. Hit it right where no one were.
You find that spot where there are no defenders. And if you can get there, how great is that? Kiora Ridgeway with an attempted kill. The Penguins are there to block it, but the winner by Adams puts the Cougars up by one, 10-9. Here comes Andrea Leonard, the head coach. She's got some words of encouragement and advice. Not an official coach's timeout. Just some advice from the sideline. There's the serve to Stephanie Adams, and it's deep and it's wide, and the Penguins, oh no, it hits the paint.
Yeah, very close.
The Cougars with the point. So it turns out that it's actually an ace. Not a service error. 11-9. Adams again. Now Sam's got it. Mayoko with the set to Leslie. A dink, and somehow Hull comes up with it. Well, that was good timing for Hull. And the kill attempt by Batinkova is wide. Teddy from the far corner, right up against the net, tried to take it diagonally into the defense, but took it a little too far diagonally. 12-9 now, Cougars. Oh, and a bullet to Hull. Miyoko backs at Teddy on the way. Oh, what a great save by the Cougars. Sam with a bump. Miyoko with a set. Leslie with a smash. Good defense by the San Marcos players. And it almost took out Adam on its way across as it bounced right in front of the broadcasting area. The opulent broadcasting area, complete with carpeting and electricity, believe it or not. Almost hit Adam, but it was wide. So the Penguins with a point. 12-10. Don't forget, opulent broadcasting area. Here's Sam Brown with the runner. Oh, did she slip? She looked like she slipped on the way. And a perfect serve turned into a perfect give to Kiora Ridgeway, the 5'11 junior out of Portland, Oregon.
But it was just out of bounds, so Penguins got that point.
And it does not land in. 12-11. Well, Ridgeway put a ton on it. And that was close. Here's Sam Brown, the veteran. She didn't slip this time. Ridgeway again. And the Penguins block it by Devin Condi and Ella Jimenez, both listed at 6'1", and they threw up a massive wall, and the Penguins end up with the point. And now it's 12-12. Timeout San Marcos. We'll be back in 45 seconds. Penguin Radio, Dominican University of California. We are back, everybody. We are so back. How about this?
Hello, I'm Samantha Brown, and I'm your DS Libero, and this is Dominican Volleyball Live, only on Penguin Radio.
That's right, only on Penguin Radio. The only place you can get Dominican volleyball is right here on the radio home of the Penguins. 21 years of DU athletics broadcast worldwide from, let's see here, from Mumbai to Dubai. How about that? That's not bad. From the Yukon to the Euphrates. That's a long way. Here comes Sam Brown. 12 up. The ladies have managed to pull it back. They were three down a minute ago. And Brown delivers a bullet to the back row. Deering bumped up by Hull into the net. Technique. And here's Gracia Cordero. Leslie can only fix it. I know what I saw, but I don't know how to fix it. Gracia Cordero Barr again. There's a good get by Gabby Miyoko, and Hull sends it past the end line, 15-12. So the Penguins worked really hard, got it back to 12 up, and now the Cougars with a three-point run unanswered. Here's Cordero Barr, far corner, about 6 feet left of the center mark as she serves. And Jimenez with a winner as it pounds off the front row of blockers and kept going. And that's good if you're a Penguin fan. So Frederick King re-enters. And Mariah Hid's back in there with Condi and Jimenez and Brown and Hull. 15-13, the Penguins trail. Hull with a good save. Frederick King with a set. Far side Teddy. All they can do is bat it back over. The Penguins in good position. Oh, Jimenez hit the defender right in the neck, and it popped straight up, and they were able to save it. I don't know what the indication was. I'm not sure what
sort of violation.
16-13, the Penguins trail. Oh, what a hit by a head. Mariah pounds it from the near corner right up against the net. So she had to do everything she could to not fall into the net. Pelton and Wong will re-enter. Condi and Hull back to the bench. The Penguins trail by only two. And here comes Tiffany. Wong is always so calm and composed. You don't know if the Penguins are winning or losing. She's just able to keep it all in perspective. Penguins now on D. Oh, and talk about D. Pelton and Jimenez throw up a wall. Impenetrable. Thank you. No way could you hit through that. They timed it perfectly, sent it right back in the face of the offensive player. That was Vander Wijda. And now Tiffany with a service error as she pounds her drive deep. The driving service was deep. It was left. And now it's 17-15, which brings up Brooke Sherman, the 5'9 freshman. There's the set. Oh, and Jimenez right up against the net, Adam, just dinks it hard left. She was on the far side.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was expecting that.
No, I think everybody thought she was going to go right with it. So here's Jimenez to tie the game. Can she? Uh-oh, ball's right at us. See, Sam is alongside. Sam, you got to keep your eyes open when you sit in the broadcast booth. You know what I'm saying, Sam?
I know what you're saying.
18-16. You never know. I got pounded right in the forehead yesterday when we were setting up. Remember that? A loose ball got me. I wasn't looking. Penguins down by two. Sam Brown with the bump. There's a set from Frederick King. Oh, Pelton found the net. Hit it a little bit late, Adam, and the Penguins trail by three here in set number one.
Every time it seems like San Marcos is going to pull away, Dominican seems to pull within a couple of points, which has been a consistent theme.
Yeah, we might have to talk about why. Sam with the bump. Frederick King with the set. Ahead knocks it hard. Near side, Pelton back at her. That's a great block from the Cougars. Kiora Ridgeway and Kelly Mikowitz. There's no game. It was just perfectly timed. And a perfectly timed block is pretty tough. Penguins now on offense. Pelton just softs it across with the butt of her hand, and now a dink. Stephanie Adams wound up on it like she was going to hit it as hard as she can, and then dinked it across, and the Penguins weren't ready. Boy, the dink is like a good changeup. You think you're looking fastball, and it comes in at about 60 miles an hour, and you can swing three times at it like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon, still never hit it. That's exactly what happened right there. The dink threw the Penguins off. 21-16, timeout, Penguins. We go to Sam Ridgely now, newest member of the broadcast crew. Sam, you know much about volleyball?
Not too much. I've watched a little bit in the Olympics over the years.
But you know sports, you know balance, you get the whole thing. You were talking about how the Penguins' problem is they get it even, they get within one, and then they back away. They get it within one, and then they back away. Why do you think that is? Because you're right, it's recurring.
I mean, they've been playing with great defense all game. San Marcos just has so much strength, like you talked about, in their warm-ups. They've been coming with it all game. Dominican has little room for error. And they get back within 3 points, and then they give away a serve or something, and it goes back to three up. So yeah, we'll see if they can switch that pattern.
That's a good call. All right, 21-16, the Penguins trail by a handful. The serve to the Dominicans is a good one. The Penguins get it, and they're going to have a golden opportunity, as all the Marcos could do is move it. And the winner by good old Teddy Batten-Cover from the far corner. The Penguins had a golden opportunity there, and they took advantage of it, as Marcos did not have a good leave. And here's the service now by Mariah Head, and that's what you call an ace, 21-18.
There you go, just like that, they're back within three.
Two in a row makes a difference, right? Big time. Here's a hit. The 5'10 senior out of Hillmar. The hit's just one of the great veterans on the crew. And a hit with a good save. There's the back set to Wong. It's bumped back. Frederick King almost hits the ceiling. Brown with the tip and a tough leave for Pelton. It was so high that it almost hit the ceiling, Sam, and the ceiling in the Conlon Center is in play. Same with the basketball standard. It's all in play, right? So I've seen it whack around off the ceiling a few times over the years.
Saw one go off the basketball hoop yesterday.
Is that right? Yeah, there you go. Everything's live in the Conlon Center. 22-18. Oh, and a service ace. It was knocked right there at Batenkova. But the serve from Brooke Sherman was one of those that's right at neck level, and there's almost no angle you can get your hands. You either got to back up on it or come in on it. And that split-second decision is so difficult. Sam Brown with the bump. Now the back set, Teddy. Frederick King with another save. A hit, gets it to fall, and the Penguins are still alive, trailing by four, 23-19. I mean, as a server now, Sam Brown's got to be thinking, the hardest thing in the world to do is close. San Marcos is in that position. They have an opportunity to close, but can they do it? Jimenez takes a spot on the bench, back into the game. Who do we have? Brown ahead. And the point is awarded to the Cougars for an illegal rotation.
Those freebies really hurt at this point in the game.
Yeah, especially when now it's set point. Oh, man. I don't know who made the mistake there, but there was some confusion on the floor, and that cost the Penguins one at an inopportune moment, 24-19 now. Okay. We'll see what happens. See if they can close it. Stephanie Adams. Right into the net. Penguins are still alive.
Give it right back to them.
Closing's tough.
They got to rally one up.
Nobody better to start it, though, than Brown. I've seen her go on 8 and 10-point runs over the years. She can really get the team going the right direction. There we go, Sam. Oh, to the back row. That was kind of deep.
Oh,
and it got right through the hands of Frederick King and Jimenez, who were the defensive players on it, and somehow the ball eked right between the two ladies, and the first set ends 25-20. We'll go to set number two in just under 3 minutes. Adam will have the call. Sam will be here. You're listening to Penguin Radio worldwide from the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu and 102.3 FM in San Rafael. Stay with us. Might even play some different music. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Get it? Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these engines, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my with the game plan. And shout out to my niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can either rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stop, and two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chalk climbing on them. We think I'm jumping out the window, I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord and break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord and break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. Yeah. I sold the pack, the loose, the hard. Yeah. I listen to X, I beat the bars. Yeah. The snakes, the rats, the cats, the dogs, the game.
I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. She came, I came, now what's my name? My chain, my pants with the chain, they know.
Welcome back, Penguin Radio. We are back now for set number two. It is the Dominican Penguins versus San Marcos Cougars. Penguins dropped the first one to the Cougars on a very close one. It was a very competitive match, but we are getting ready up for the second one. And it looks like San Marcos will start off with the serve from, looks like number 10, Madison Turner, the 5'11 sophomore from Carson. She'll serve it over to the back row to hit Frederick King the set, and it is blocked by San Marcos. The set from Marquez, he dumps it off to the other side. An outside hitter, Kelsey Rasmussen, gets the kill for the Cougars. Cougars are now up 1-0 to start this one off. The set over to the back row to Marquez. And the front wall of Cougars just dumps it off into the little gap of the Penguins. 2-0, Cougars. Turner again with the serve. But a service error, she cannot get it over the net. It is 2-1. San Marcos, Penguins now on the board. Hopefully that's what they need to get things rolling. We talked about it before, Penguins haven't got their win yet. Maybe this is just what they need. Wong with the serve. The set from San Marcos and the kill by Deering. 3-1, Cougars. Middle hitter, Cassie Deering. We've seen a bunch of those already. She is absolutely lasering those right through the middle. Emily Vanderwyde with the serve for San Marcos. Sends it over to Wong. The set from Frederick King. And looks like they just need to bump it over to the other side. The set and another kill by Cassie Deering. 4-1, Cougars.
That's her seventh kill against us this game.
Yeah, she is absolutely destroying the ball. Looks like nobody wants to hit it after she's putting all that heat on it. The serve from San Marcos goes right over the net to Marquez. The set and the kill, but a great dig from Libero Cordovaro. Looks like a little back and forth action and gives a point for Dominican, making it 4-2, Cougars. Ella Jimenez with the serve. The 6'1 freshman from Loomis, California. Sets it up over to the middle row. The set, the back set, and Tiffany Wong goes diving for it. Mariah Hid with a kill as it deflects out of bounds. Point for the Penguins, making it 4-3, Cougars.
That was a really nice play by the Penguins.
Yeah, I like the way they set that one up. Ella Jimenez with another serve. Over to the back row, the set for Deering. But it looks like the timing was off on that. They had some miscommunication. They did not know who was going to get it, so it just drops on the floor. Now it's tied up 4-4.
Coming back strong after that slow start.
Hopefully we can get things rolling, try to take a lead. Ella Jimenez with the serve. The set. And it is blocked by the iron wall, but it goes right out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds, so that's a point for the Cougars. Cassie Deering, the 6-foot senior out of Austin, Texas, with the serve. Sends it over to Wong. The set from Frederick King. Amariah hit the kill, but a good dig from White. Over to Marquez. The set. Tiffany Wong kill, but another dig. Outside hitter takes a little dink, but cannot get it over the edge. So that's 5-5 is your score. A couple substitutions going in. Gabby Mayoko and Lily Clemmer-Gillum. Gabby Mayoko, the 5'9 junior out of Louisville, gets the serve, but it's a service error, giving another freebie to the Cougars. 6-5, San Marcos. Brooke Sherman, the 5'9 freshman out of Upland, has the serve for San Marcos. Over to Marquez, the set from Mayoko. Edie Leslie is blocked, and it goes right back into their face, so that is 7-5 Cougars. Brooke Sherman with another serve. Dribbles it a couple times. Sends it over to Marquez, goes diving for it. The set, the little dink by Lily, and it goes over, and a kill by Stephanie Adams, the outside hitter, 6-foot senior. Another kill by her. Seen a lot of that in the last set. Sherman with another serve. Over to the back row. Mayoko goes running for it. A hit just has to return it to the other side. The set, and the kill is blocked by Edie Leslie. Back over to the other side. Mayoko, and they go diving for it. Tiffany Wall makes a good effort, but they cannot get it past the other net, so that is a point for the Cougars, making it 9-5 San Marcos.
Despite not Dominican not always winning the point, they are putting up a valiant effort on defense every single time, so you got to respect that.
Brooke Sherman with the serve. Over to the back row to Wong. The set. A little miscommunication. They did not know who's going to jump for it as it just drops on the ground. That's 10-5. See, that's the type of errors that you do not want to happen, especially when you try to rally back and try to come back into this game. It's now 10-5. Sherman with another serve. Over to the middle row. The set by Mayoko. Mariah Hid with the kill, but a great dig from Cordero Barra, and a kill by San Marcos. Another kill by Adams, makes 11-5 Cougars. San Marcos has another serve. They have the momentum going for them. They're gonna try to keep the ball rolling. Set by Mayoko, and a little dink by Mariah Hid that they cannot get under, so that is 11-6. That's a good point for the Penguins. That's exactly what they need. Braylon Wakefield checking in, the 5'4 senior. Serving this one up to the other side, to the back row. And a little dink by Edie Leslie. Gives a point for the Penguins, 11-7 San Marcos. Oh, the dump off by the defense. Takes a couple tails out of bounds, 12-10. Over to the back row. The set by Turner and the kill. And Mayoko cannot get under that one. So that's a point for the Cougars, 13-8.
San Marcos' offense is almost overwhelming.
Yeah, both of their outside hitters, they're coming from every single angle. Cordero Barr with the serve. Over to Vanna Marquez, a set from Mayoko. The tip by Clemmer Gillum to the other side. Over back to Dominican. Devin Condi just has to return it back. The set from Turner. The kill from goes. Stays in bounds. A little bit confusion from both sides, but I guess the Cougars get the point, 14-8, San Marcos. The serve from Gracia gets a service ace as they cannot get under this one. Dominican drops another point. 15-8 Cougars. The set over to Braylon Wakefield, and the kill by Ella Jimenez gets right back into it. Haley Frederking and Emma Harvickson checks in. Haley Frederking, the 5'9 senior out of Erie, California. I'm sorry, Colorado for the serve. The set from Turner and the little dink, but Frederking's able to get under it. The set, Harvickson is blocked by Cassie Deering. 16-9, Cougars.
I feel like Dominican's really missing Brown this set. She really helped anchor the defense.
Yeah, Brown, I feel like, is a good leader on this team. Hopefully, she can get back in the game and get them into play. The back set to Condi cannot get over the net. 17-9, Cougars. Cougars take a commanding lead. Hopefully, that doesn't do anything to Dominican's confidence as they try to get back into this one. The serve over to the back row. The set by Federer King. The dink by Jimenez returns it back to the other side. The set and the kill goes out of bounds. Ridgeway just goes a little bit too far. So it's a point for the Penguins. 17-10, Cougars. Tiffany Wong and Mariah Hitt check in. Tiffany Wong will have the serve. The serve is up and over to the back row. The set from Turner. Deering with a left-hand dink. Nobody thought she was going to do that. That was a very crafty left hand from her. 18-10 is the score from the Cougars leading the way.
Those finesse shots really come out of nowhere when they used the power all game.
After she's been destroying the ball, she just used her left hand right there to knock it right down. Emily Vanderwood with the score. Mariah Hidd goes for the kill. Back to the other side. A good dig from Haley Federking. Back and forth, both blocking from both sides. They try to tip it up, but they can. San Marcos could not get it, making it 18-11. Cougars. Ella Jimenez with the serve for Dominican Penguins. She takes a couple dribbles as she gets ready to serve this one. Over to the back row, the set, the spike by Cassie Deering, 19-11. That is the 10th kill for the Cougars. That front line of the Cougars are absolutely destroying Dominican right now. That's a service ace from Emily Vanderwieta. Cougars are now in the red zone at 20 points. Deering with the serve over to Wong. The set by Federking. Edie is blocked, but is popped back up. Emma Harvickson sends it to the other side. The set from Turner. And the kill goes right in bounce from Stephanie Adams. It's a point for the Cougars, making it 21-11. Head coach Fred Lynn takes a timeout. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Turning back to action, the score is 21-11, Cougars, gearing up for the serve. Over to Wong, the set, and the spike by Harvickson. Great kill by Harvickson. That's a point for the Penguins, 21-12. After the Harvickson kill, she will check out.
Gotta give it up to Dominican for never letting up despite the large deficit.
And hopefully that timeout's what they need to get the ball rolling. Gabby Mayoko with the serve. The set from Turner goes high in the air as Tiffany Wong goes looking for it. Mariah Hitt sends it back to the other side. The set from Turner, the kill is blocked, deflected off each other, but it drops right on the ground. That is 22-12, Cougars.
San Marcos just seems to be on fire. They can't be stopped this set.
you know, that front line is really just doing it for them. I feel like they're doing it all.
Brimming with confidence.
Brooke Sherman with the serve. Over to Vanna Marquez. The set from Mayoko. Edie Leslie with the quick dink, but they're able to get under that. A block by Mariah Hid and Edie Leslie. Point for the Penguins, 22-13 Cougars. Senior Braylon Wakefield for the serve. Hits it up to the other side, over to the back row. A set from Turner. The dink, but they're able. Dominican's able to get under that one. A set, a back set, and the kill. A good dig from Braylon Wakefield. Tiffany Wong with the dink right in the middle where they are. No Cougars are there, so that's 22-14, San Marcos. 22-14. That is an 8-point deficit for Dominican. Braylon Wakefield sends it over to the back row. It's a service error. Very critical if you want to get back into this game as they take a 9-point lead now.
You don't want to be giving up those free points when the team's in the red zone.
That is too free for them. It is too critical for them to lose that. Stephanie Adams with the serve to Braylon Wakefield. And it looks like it sails over to the left side a little bit too far. Point for the Cougars, making it now set point, a 10-point lead, 24-14 Cougars. Stephanie Adams with the serve, looking to close this one out. Over to the back to Braylon Wakefield. Tiffany Wong with the spike, but a good deflection from the front row. And it looks like the Cougars get the win with a point here.
Hopefully Dominican can get back that that momentum that they had going in the first set there for a while. Seemed to struggle this set compared to the last one.
Yeah, this one was a little bit tougher on them for Dominican, but hopefully they can get back in the next one, try to pull out a win. As we wait for the next set, we'll be waiting right back.
What are you saying? You want her to use this one? I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. Check, 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 check. Hey, everybody. Yeah, hopefully we're going to have Tessa Lea here in a moment. We are always happy when we get a word from the coach, and if she is going to join us today, it will be during this break between sets 2 and 3 where the Penguins trail 0-2 at this point, and we'll see if she has time for us. Okay, cool. Yep, right around here. Good. We do have the great Tessa Lea making her way into the opulent broadcasting booth. Coach, how are you today?
Pretty good, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm really excited to be here. Not so excited with the score. What's going on with the Penguins right now?
I think the second game, we just struggled. Passing-wise, we did great. But as far as offense and defense at the net, we have to choose a struggle. We can't lack on like the hitting part, and then also lack on blocking on defense.
It seems like over the last couple of days, the thing that has stood out for us has been defense at the net.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I'd say, yeah, inconsistencies with defense at the net.
Well, I was going to say that's our strength so far, but mm-hmm. but today it seems like we're not strong, particularly strong anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in that second set, they
defensively almost in the back row, I feel like we're doing good defensively in the back row. But what the passes are giving the front row, we're not able to capitalize. We're not able to put the ball away.
So in 10 seconds, because I know you got to go. What are we going to do differently?
Just come in with more confidence, be more aggressive at the net, and get that block up faster.
Because I love it. I never mind being a little more aggressive. Thanks,
yep.
Tessa Lea, everybody, the assistant coach for the Penguins. Bring in Sam Ridgely now. Sam, your first time. Have you ever met the coach?
I have not.
Yeah, super cool lady and really knows a ton about volleyball, as you might imagine. And Sam's the newest member of the broadcast crew, but this is really our... We're only in about day three for the veteran broadcasters on the team. So, Sam, after today, you're going to be a regular. I hope you're part of things and that you end up really liking it. Here we go. Frederick King will have the side out. Mia will have the call. Penguin Radio.
Hey, Frederick King with the serve for the Penguin. She serves it to the back row. Cougars sign it up. Cougars with the kill. Penguins can't block that. Cougars get the point. 1-0. Cougars.
Penguins are going to be more aggressive at the net, she said.
Madison Turner with the serve for San Marcos. She serves it back to the Penguins. Wong with the kill attempt for the Penguins. San Marcos returns it. Penguins setting it up again. Jimenez hits the ball into the net. Cougars get the point.
Now, the addition this game of Amani Abed, who's a 6'3" sophomore out of Fresno, that's a big difference in the look of the front line for the Penguins.
Turner with another serve for San Marcos. Penguins go to return it. Ball just lands outside.
Oh.
Cougars get the point.
I thought Abed had her first kill right there, and it just rode the top of the tape and fell left out of bounds.
Turner with another serve. Penguins staying up the return, along with a kill attempt, but it lands out of bounds. Cougars get another point. It's 4-0 Cougars.
Now, you know, in some sports, luck plays a role, and certainly it does in volleyball, but the Penguins right now are getting no luck at all.
No.
Oh.
Turner with another serve, and it was a service ace. 5-0 San Marcos.
Yeah, for those of you watching on the Stretch Network, you saw it hit Sam Brown a little high in the arms and then hit her in the chin. Looks sort of a double dip of not good.
Turner with another serve. A bed with a kill attempt. San Marcos is able to return it, though, with a tip. Penguins send it back over. And San Marcos returns it. Oh. Long goes to tip it, but... The wall of San Marcos is able to stop it. Jimenez is able to get a kill for the Penguins, so the Penguins are finally on the board. It's 5-1 Cougars.
And to clarify, I don't mean it's not good on the part of Sam Brown. It's not good on the part of getting lucky.
No.
It hits Sam Brown in the arms, and she almost always is perfect. Here we go.
Tiffany Wong with the serve for the Penguins.
Nope.
San Marcos returns it. It's hung on the tape at the top of the net for a moment. So it went over to the Penguin side, but the Penguins were able to return it. Cougars get the point off of a deflection.
Speaking of Brown, I'm glad to see her back out there this set. She seems to be a real vocal leader for the team and provides that passion that they may need to harness in this set.
A four-year Penguin, you're absolutely right. She's a leader.
Emily Vander Wide served for the Cougars. Jimenez is able to get the kill for the Penguins. Penguins get the point. It's 6-2 Cougars.
That was great work listening to him and then building off of that.
Jimenez with the serve for the Penguins. Cougars setting it up. Deering gets the kill for the Cougars. 7-2 Cougars. Cassie Deering serving for the Cougars.
Penguins cannot give up.
Deering serves to the back row. Penguins setting it up. A bed with a kill attempt, but straight into the net. 9-2 Cougars.
We haven't seen a lot of Amani Abed, but she has all the makings of maybe a Penguin great. It's good to have a 6'3 player in the front row.
Deering with another serve to the back row. Wong with a kill attempt. Penguins sign it up. And Vander Wyda gets the kill for the Cougars. It's 9-2 Cougars. Penguins call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, that came right off of the front row of Batenkova, and without any luck at all, it fell right over her head. It could have gone anywhere, but somehow just had that momentum. The Penguins need to change their luck. 9-2. We're back right here on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Penguin Radio, Deering serving, Mia speaking.
Cassie Deering with the serve for the San Marcos. She hits it to the back row. A bed with the kill attempt. Cougars return it. Bankova with the tip. Penguins get the point. It's 9-3 Cougars.
I feel like the Penguins are right there almost every possession. They just can't seem to consistently put it together, and that's what they seem to have been lacking throughout the entire match.
Well, that's a pretty good observation. I think you might be right on that. I know you're right on that.
Oh, Miyoko with the serve for the Penguins. Cougars get it over. Cougars get the point.
I feel like the front row of the Cougars is really reading what the Penguins are doing offensively. So that defensive line of Cougars, they're seeing what's happening, what's unfolding, and that's why their defense is so strong.
Brooke Sherman with the serve for the Cougars. She serves it to the back row. Penguins setting it up. San Marcos blocks it. Edie with a kill attempt. Edie with the kill. Penguins get the point. It's 10-4 Cougars.
Yeah, that front row of defensive players for San Marcos. One thought that she was going to get it. The other thought she was going to get it. Nobody got it. And the Penguins got the point.
Some substitutions for the Penguins. Condi and Wakefield go in. Wakefield serving for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Cougars are setting it up. And Adams gets the kill for the Cougars. It's 11-4 Cougars.
The anticipation of the San Marcos front line just seems to be on another level compared to Dominicans.
Stephanie Adams with the serve for San Marcos. She serves it over. Penguins manage to get it back over the net. And Kelsey Rasmussen with the kill for the Cougars. It's 12-4 Cougars.
Yeah, Rasmussen hit that like a starter. She just really nailed it. That was beautiful.
Adams with another serve. Here's a service ace as the Penguins were not able to return it. It's 13-4 Cougars. Adams serves it. Penguins on San Marcos to turn it back to San Marcos. And
just slid. Well, that's got to be tough. You know, when you lead by 10, now it's 9. You can loosen up. One goes long here and there. It's not the end of the world.
A little bit of cushion.
Sam Brown with the serve for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Cougars went to spike it back over, but the Penguins block it. Penguins setting something up. Leslie with the kill for the Penguins. It's 14-6 Cougars.
So you're gonna engineer, okay?
Sam Brown with the serve. She serves it to the middle back row. And the Cougars get the point by tipping it over. Turner is able to tip it over the net to get the Cougars the point. It's 15-6 Cougars. Gracia Cordo Bar with the serve for the Cougars. Leslie with the kill attempt, but it hits the antenna and goes out of bounds. Cougars get the point.
Dominicans just have to take it one point at a time if they want to have any chance of getting back into this game.
Corrado Bar with another serve for the Cougars. Penguins return it. Cougars get a point off of deflection off the Penguins. It's 17-6 Cougars. Penguins call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California, and we'll be back after the break. The hat and the shades, they heard my voice and they ran to the stage. My veins, my brains, my mans, my babe, my girls, my ex. That I left, to wait, I step out the car, that's a flex. Get things, get fresh, raise the love, then finesse. I came, I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
And we're back after the timeout. San Marcos with the serve. Corrado Barr serving for the Cougars. Leslie tips it over for the Penguins and gets the point. It's 17-7.
Sometimes those finesseful shots are just as effective as a kill.
Haley Frederick serving for the Penguins. Serves it to the back row. San Marcos sets it up. And Cassie Deering gets the kill for San Marcos. It's 18-7. Madison Turner serving for San Marcos. She serves it. Penguins are able to return it. St. Marcos setting up the return. And Deering gets a... The Deering kill gets deflected and the Cougars get a point. It's 19-7. Turner with another serve straight into the net. Penguins get the point. It's 19-8. Some Penguin substitutions. Pelton and Wong come in for the Penguins. Tiffany Wong is serving for the Penguins. She serves it over to the middle back row. San Marcos sends it up. Deering goes for a kill, but Jimenez blocks it. Penguins setting up the return back to San Marcos. And the set was a little too high for Pelton to get her hand on it. Cougars get the point. It's 28.
Story of the match right there. Dominican. Fingertips away.
Emily Vanderweide serving for the Cougars. She hits it over. Penguins able to return it. San Marcos blocks it. Penguins able to return it. And they get the point by a kill by Jimenez. It's 29. Ella Jimenez serving for the Penguins. She serves it over to the back row. Cougars setting something up. Cougars able to hit it over. Penguins hit it back. And Stephanie Adams gets the kill for the Cougars. It's 21-9 Cougars. Cassie Deering with the serve for the Cougars. She's bouncing the ball a couple times, getting ready. And she serves it over, hits the antenna. Penguins get the point. It's 21-10 Cougars. Some substitutions happening for the Penguins. Mayoko and Leslie come in for the Penguins. Gabby Mayoko to the line to serve. Mayoko serves the ball over to the back row. The Cougars get it over. And Adam gets the kill for the Cougars. It's 22-10 Cougars.
The momentum San Marcos has been rolling with since the end of the first set just cannot seem to be stopped by Dominican.
Brooke Sherman serving for San Marcos. She hits it to the back row. And Pelton gets the kill for the Penguins. It's 22-11 Cougars. Substitution for the Penguins. Wakefield goes in for Pelton. Braylon Wakefield at the line to serve for the Penguins. She serves it over to the back row. Cougars setting it up. Adams with the kill attempt, but blocked by Leslie and Bankova. Penguins get the point. It's 22-12 Cougars. Wakefield at the line serving. She serves it over to the back row. There is a little tip off at the net between San Marcos and the Penguins. Penguins spike it over to San Marcos. San Marcos returns it right back to us. Leslie went for the kill, but blocked by the wall that Cougars put up. Adams gets the block. It's 23-12 Cougars. Stephanie Adams at the line serving for the Cougars. Serves it to the back row. Mayoko puts up a set for Bankova. Leslie going for the kill, but Edie Leslie blocked the kill. It's 23-13 Cougars.
See if Dominican can put a couple points here together.
Sam Brown serving for the Penguins. She's bouncing the ball a couple times, getting ready, and she throws the ball up and serves it over to the back row. Cougars went for the kill, blocked by Tiffany Wong. Cougars went up for another kill, and Leslie and Jimenez put up a wall and block the Cougars. It's 23-14 Penguins. Sam Brown will continue serving. Sam Brown setting up for her serve. She serves it to the back row. Cougars with a kill attempt, but blocked by the wall at the Penguins. Cougars put up another kill attempt, but Leslie and Jimenez block it again. It's 23-15 Cougars.
That right there is the type of consistency they've needed all game. Might be a too little too late, unfortunately, though.
Sam Brown with the serve for the Penguins. She serves it to the back row. Service ace as it stays inside. It's 23-16 Cougars. San Marcos calls for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California. Flexing on these engines, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I'd like to give a shout out to my with the game plan. And shout out to my niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can either rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stop, and two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chalk climbing on them. You think I'm jumping out the window, I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord. I came, I saw, I came, I saw.
That's a tough line for broadcast.
Okay. Right? And we're back. Sam Brown is serving
come up with an answer, you know, like,
for
you
the, say,
that's the, kind of consistency
the Penguins.
That's where they need to be.
Let's see if they can keep
She's
it going
bouncing.
For the rest of the set.
You got it.
She's bouncing the ball. She serves it over to the back row. Cougars setting up a return. Cougars with a kill attempt, but the Penguins are able to stop it. And Wong with the kill for the Penguins. It's 23-17 Cougars. The substitution for the Cougars.
Dominican seems to have found their stride here. Putting together several points in a row. This might be their hottest streak of any set so far.
Sam Brown with the serve to the back row. Cougars returning it. Blocked by Dominican. Blocked by Leslie and Jimenez. Penguins get the point. 23-18 Cougars.
Dominican's offense and defense finally clicking together at the same time. Let's see if they can keep it going here.
There's another substitution on the San Marcos side. And now Sam Brown is serving. She serves it to the middle back row. And Michalitz gets the kill for the Cougars.
San Marcos really needed that point right there.
It's 24-18 Cougars. It's set and match point for the Cougars. Gracia Cordo Barr with the serve for the Cougars. And she gets the point they need. It's 25-18 final score for the set. Cougars win it in three sets.
Dominican put up a valiant effort, you know, and that's all you can ask. They played hard all the way throughout, didn't give up even in the third set when they were down by a significant margin, and showed us the potential of the team.
It seems like their defense was clicking in the third set.
Exactly, I saw that too. Hopefully in their next match, they can keep it going all throughout and not just in the small spurts that we saw today.
Get it.